matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Vincent. Well, this should be fun. You got to be honest, we are not getting a good feeling from your email here.
What? Like, what did I say?
Well, we'll get to that, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. This girl's name is Danielle, right?
Uh-huh. Mm. But seriously, like, what was so bad?
Well, like, do you think the prospects here are, like, particularly good?
I think they're as good as anyone's, right? I mean, I've heard this segment before.
Okay. All right. Fair. So where did you meet Danielle? Had y'all talked a lot before you went out?
Well, we matched online and didn't interact a ton. It was just like a few text messages. We FaceTimed like once or twice.
Did you meet through an app, Vincent?
Yeah. Does that matter?
No, not really.
I mean, okay, good. Yeah, I know there's not a lot of history going in, but that's dating, right? Mm-hmm. Like, none of that takes away from the whole night. Like, everything that could have gone wrong, it did. And
yes.
I don't know, y'all. It was strange. It almost felt like the whole night was cursed or something.
Did you say cursed?
You dropped the... You think the night was cursed?
Okay. That might be a little dramatic, but she, like... like, things went downhill so fast, you know? I don't know what to think. My head is literally still spinning.
Okay, right. So what you told us was the two of you went to dinner, and... it did not go as well as you would have wanted. Mm-hmm. Walk us through that. Like, what happened there?
Yeah, so pretty much it was your basic first date. The idea being, you know, you're just trying to get to know each other. See what they're hiding from you online, you know. I wanted to do dinner. So
solid.
Yeah, and I thought that dinner was going well, you know. If it was, then we'd head out for drinks at this place down the street. And she met me at the restaurant. I was sitting at the table on the patio.
The patio? Did you have a death wish? Like, what are you doing?
Starting to understand the curse thing.
What's your problem with patios?
The heat,
the
man.
The stifling heat, the bugs.
Yes.
Everything.
Okay. Well, we weren't out for lunch, man, okay? Plus, the patio, it's a covered patio, and there are fans. And it was like 8 p.m., so anyway, she was fine with it. But when she realized she forgot her ID at home and couldn't order a margarita, she was not fine with anything.
Okay. All right. So it was a short date. Did y'all do dinner and just call it a night?
We barely even did dinner. You know, she was mad about the whole ID thing, blamed the restaurant, and wanted to take our business elsewhere. But I convinced her just to stick around. And, you know, we ordered some apps and things. Meanwhile, she started texting her friends to see if any of them wanted to meet up with us later, which was really just like a ploy to get one of them to bring her ID to her.
How? Like, does she live with a bunch of people?
Yeah.
Oh, no. But she had it all figured out. One of her best friends has a key, and then her other friends, she's got smart locks, right?
Okay.
She could unlock virtually her whole house, turn off the alarm and all of that stuff, just, you know, on her phone.
Okay.
And, yeah, she forgot her entire wallet, so she was convinced it was just sitting by the door with her keys. What's funny is, it actually works. Like, she found a friend to hook her up. So she goes to get the thing in the parking lot. I can see the two of them talking. But when she comes back, I don't know. She was totally different. She went from anger to distant. And I don't know. I couldn't really get a read on her. But her emotions were just switching so fast. And by this point, I didn't know what to do. I would have just been down to just, you know, leave, but I ordered food.
Right.
So we So I'm stuck there, and we essentially just ate a few nachos in silence, and that's when we called it a night.
Well, okay, that does sound like one big disaster. Could something have happened at her place? Like, maybe the friend broke something or saw something. Like, the friend didn't stick around, so could something be happening between the two of them?
Oh, what, like they were fighting or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe she tells her she doesn't want her to stick around?
Yeah.
I seriously have no idea. She didn't really say much over dinner. You know, it's possible she got into a fight with the friend, but wouldn't she want to, I don't know, like vent to me?
Probably.
You know, get it
right.
out?
Yeah.
It's also possible I said something wrong or did something wrong. I just... That's why I wanted to reach out to you guys, because I think this is just a classic case of needing a do-over. So let's forget the entire thing, take a fresh start, you know, go from square one.
Yeah, well, let's see if we can get her on board. I feel like we have our work cut out for us, but we'll get Danielle lined up. That's next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Vincent took Danielle out on a cursed date.
He said cursed. It didn't sound good to me, but I didn't say cursed.
I don't think it reached cursed territory.
No.
Not quite.
Yeah.
He did say perhaps a little overdramatic, but he discovers when they're at the restaurant, Danny left her ID.
Yeah.
So she couldn't order margarita, at which point her mood kind of soured. As it would.
I can understand.
She got on the phone, contacted a friend. She was like, hey, can someone bring me this ID?
Kind of wild.
Get this thing back on the rails.
Yeah.
It works. She finds somebody who goes and gets them.
Go figure.
Meets them in the parking lot. And she comes back in somehow an even worse mood.
Yes. Not sure.
He would have left. They had ordered food.
Right.
And so they had to eat something, see that through, and it was not pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
There was very little communication, and now Vince has no idea what's going on. But hopefully Danielle does. Let's get the story from her. Hey, is this Danielle?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We are calling you with this cool thing we give away on our radio show. So it's a date night package where you get to pick, you know, everything you do and go, and we'll pay for it.
Is this like what do I have to do?
Why do you assume you have to do anything?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like sign up for anything. So isn't like this how these things work?
Yes, and we can explain that kind of. So you actually got entered to win this by someone else. And as part of this whole thing, if you agree to take the date, you have to also take that person with you,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a date. That's the something you'd have to do, I guess.
Yeah. No, thank you. No,
thanks. Does it help if it's someone you've been out with before? So in this case, it's a guy named Vincent.
Oh, still no.
No, you don't know a guy named Vincent?
No, I mean, I know him, but I don't want to date him. Like, if it's Vincent, it's definitely a no.
Okay.
Oh. So.
Hey, Danielle.
Oh, come on. Really? Is, like, my mother online the other line, too? Like, what's going on?
No, but that would be something.
Might try that sometime. No, it's Vince. He hit us up because he wanted a do-over from your last day. Like, so he's here to make amends.
Yeah, and I got to say, I'm mostly just confused. Like, it couldn't have been that bad, right?
Okay. Well, maybe call Missy and see what she has to say about all this. How about that?
What?
Yeah, I'm also confused.
Missy, why don't you have these guys call her and see if she'll go on the date instead of me?
Can we ask exactly who Missy is?
And like, why we'd want to tag her into all this?
Not that we can't.
I mean, she's a friend of mine. I'm not sure if you know the full saga from that night, but I didn't realize until we were out that I'd left my ID at home.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was texting around to some friends to see if someone could run it over to me. I don't live that far from where we were, and Missy actually lives like right down the road from me. Luckily, she was home. She's totally game to run it up to me. She knew I hadn't had a good date in a while. And anyways, like, her plans had been blown up because it turns out she had a date planned for that night as well, but the guy kind of canceled last minute because he got sick.
Okay.
Right.
Stop me if it starts to sound familiar here, Vincent.
What?
So I meet Missy in the parking lot, and she's asking me how, like, the date's going, what's the guy like, and all that. But then, like, the more I tell her, the less excited she gets. Finally, she's like, can you point him out to me? And I could, because, like, luckily we were sitting on the patio. So as, like, discreetly as I could, I kind of gestured over to Vincent.
Right.
And, you know, it's the weirdest thing because she swore up and down that that was the same guy she was supposed to go out with. Like, the one who canceled and told her that she was that he was
shut
sick.
Shut up.
You're not.
Shut up.
You're not being serious. Come on.
I am totally serious. Like, what a right? Like, seriously, it's just very, how scummy is
that? Hang on, because I can explain this. Like,
okay.
What was I supposed to tell her? Like, hey, I know we have plans, but I met this girl that I'm more into, and I'd rather go out with her and see what happens. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, what if you and I didn't hit it off?
Well,
okay, like, I'm sorry. Like, what, you didn't want to be honest with her? Like, because you wanted to keep her in the background, like, just in case?
No,
like,
no, no, that's not, you're putting words in my mouth. That's not
right.
What I'm saying. There was no need to hurt the girl. I'm sorry it ended up this way, but seriously, like, what are the odds? I'm not in a relationship with...
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not in a relationship with either one of you ladies, and, like, I didn't really do anything wrong.
How do you figure you did it? Like, explain this to me. Like, and Missy, because I'm recording this little chat.
Hey,
so explain it.
That's convenience.
Look, if I'd been honest, that would have sucked more. You know, I made my excuses, and I didn't even have to do it last minute. I don't know what she's talking about, but as soon as we set something up for the same day, I called it with Missy. She knew days in advance, and I chose you because I had a good feeling, a better feeling about the two of us. And I still do, by the way, and that's, well, that's about as much as either of you need to know.
Yeah. Listen to this guy. Like, how many other girls are you talking to?
Look, I don't know what you think is happening here, but it's called dating. Again, I'm sorry the two of you ended up knowing each other, but Christ on a cross, this is not that serious. Like, I'm going to pick my best option every time, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not just going to go along with plans when I think I've found someone better, someone I'm more compatible with. Like, take that as a compliment, honestly.
Yeah. Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I guess I didn't fully appreciate the weight of this choice you had to make. And since you've got, like, I mean, I've got a decision of my own, actually, right now, don't I? So I want to make sure there's no confusion, okay? So, Vincent, I want you to hear me when I say this. You.
Oh. Well, all right. Okay.
It's at least clear cut.
Yeah.
I mean, she's being ridiculous, right? Like, she can't be mad about this.
Well, I mean, it does kind of put her in an awkward position, right?
Oh, okay, but, like, that's on Missy. We haven't even, her and I hadn't even gone out yet. Like, she had no reason to be either. I mean, it's totally fine to cancel one date for another, you know, and since it didn't work out with Danielle, you know, I might just try and reschedule with Missy now.
Oh, good luck with that, man. I don't see that going very well.
No.
I do think that Danielle was right about one thing, though. Maybe you guys should call her.
No, absolutely not. You're on your own.
But look, all I'm saying is you don't have to write off the entire planet when you match with someone. That's ridiculous. And I also don't think it's lying to save someone else's feelings. Telling Missy I met someone else before we even had a chance to go out, like, that's the move. I'm sure she's a great girl. And she's got to be better than Danielle. Like, you know, maybe I think I'm going to call her.
Yeah, well, thanks for being on the show today. I would say report back on all of that. But
no.
Please don't.
No.